Here's a 300-word summary of the text about coin relief. Understanding coin relief, a quick guide. Coin relief refers to the raised design elements on a coin that stand out from the flat background surface. This three-dimensional aspect significantly impacts a coin's appearance, collectability, and value. There are several categories of relief: low relief, bas relief, coins. Design elements are only slightly raised above the background. More durable and resistant to wear. Easier to produce in large quantities. Example, P silver dollar, 1921, 1935, 2021. High relief coins. Design significantly raised above the surface. Creates a pronounced three-dimensional effect. Resembles tiny sculptures or medallions. Cannot stack easily due to protruding designs. Requires multiple strikes with greater pressure during minting. Highly valued by collectors for artistic qualities and rarity. Example, St. Gaudens Double Eagle. Ultra-high relief coins, even more dramatically raised designs than high relief. Enhanced three-dimensional appearance. Example, 2009 Ultra-high relief Double Eagle Gold Coin. High relief proof coins, combines the elevated design of high relief with the special finishing of proof coins. Features mirror-like background with frosted relief. Handled with extreme care during production. Example, 1922-piece dollar high relief matte proof. Identifying high relief coins involves examining visual depth, pronounced shadows, thickness comparison, about 28% thicker than standard coins, stacking capability, resistant to stacking, production marks, and documentation from mints or certifications. While gold IRA coins often feature high relief designs, their eligibility for retirement accounts depends primarily on purity standards, minimum 99.5% pure, and production by accredited refiners or manufacturers recognized by exchanges like NYMEX or COMEX. The relief level itself is not a regulatory requirement for IRA-approved precious metals.